Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On Pat and Heels for breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
Got a great story in Racing Heels at the moment around young Talia Fenlon, who's having a great time of it. Well, a winner at the weekend at Eagle Farm. After making the big leap from Central Queensland, where she was going beautifully, won a premiership up there, and she's down here now. Talia, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And, of course, we all know your parents, and we know their involvement in racing, etc. So, really, there was no other option for you, was there?
No, not really. Even riding track work before school, I guess. That's where it all started, and yeah, there wasn't really much getting out of it once you're in the game.
Yeah, any resistance from mum or dad?
They weren't very keen on the idea at first. I guess, like, yeah, any parent, when their kid says they want to, yeah, ride a 600 kilo animal in races going as fast as you can, but they ended up, yeah, being my biggest supporters, and yeah. They still are now.
Well, I was with Dad. I don't know whether you know, but I was with Dad at the Airlie Beach Hotel, and he was handing out willy-nilly high fives to strangers after the Evocator's win. When you slice through there, he was very, very proud. When did you know that you and the horse might be capable of winning that one?
At the top of the straight, I kind of thought I put myself in a sticky spot. I kind of went, oh, what have I done here? And then when the gap kept opening, and I don't know, it all happened a bit too fast, but once the final gap and I could see daylight, I thought I was pretty much home, and yeah, rang very well.
Yeah.
And of course, you're working with Chris Muntz, who was a Grand Slam winning jockey. I mean, that must be invaluable, but I'm hearing also that, you know, you've been well accepted amongst the female riders, and someone like SEN's Sam Collett has been invaluable for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. She's a big help in the girls' jockey rooms, and I think it's good to have someone like her to, yeah, look up to and, yeah, go to when you need.
And Talia, what are the real challenges of your industry for a young female coming through?
To be honest, I think for anyone, just there's so much to learn that, like, you can never stop learning in this game. Mm. And, like, even when you're older, you're going to put in a bad ride and then have your good days and bad days, I guess. So it's hard to say just, yeah, one struggle. I guess we all go through the highs and lows of it. I know I have. I've been, yeah, injury was my biggest thing. That was a low, but then, yeah, riding my first Metro winner, well, that was, yeah, one of my biggest goals.
Has that already helped you get more rides now? Because I would imagine that's the challenge, getting rides in the city.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like, moving to somewhere new where you don't have connections and you have to try and build them, that's also a bit harder to do.
Yeah, I mean, but you're going beautifully. Are you pleased with the way you're going? You're probably your own hardest marker.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've definitely improved, and it was a good decision moving down here. I think it helped take the next step, and to keep taking the next step, I needed to, yeah, get out of my comfort zone from being up in Rocky. And I think, yeah, I look back and go, it was, yeah, probably one of my best decisions for my riding career to, yeah, move down here.
And one of your great skills might be organisation and time management. You planned this, didn't you? You planned to be where you needed to be in Rockhampton and in the regions, and then you'd come to Brisbane. That's not a spontaneous decision, eh?
Yeah. To be honest, I had no thoughts of even ever coming down here. And it was only when someone said, one of the jockeys, actually, Ryan Wiggins, said, like, would you come down and be Muncie's apprentice? And I was like, oh, well, I'm running out of a claim up here, and if I don't go now, I probably never will. So, yeah, I kind of just then decided that I'd, yeah, come down.
And how has Chris Munce been? I mean, as we know what he did as a jockey. He was one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's very good to work for. Him and his foreman, Al Russell, helped me a lot, with everything they know.
Good stuff. Hey, look, we're running out of time, but we just wanted to give you a call and congratulate you on how it's going so far. And we know that that there's some very proud Fenlands up in central Queensland following your every move.
Yes, thank you.